presence, in his presence. Hallelujah. So if your mind is not set on what you came to do in church this morning, you can be physically here, but you are not here. You just came here to add to the number, to fulfill all righteousness. Let them see that you are still coming to church. Let them see that you are not throwing the toil. So, do you know why you are here? Can you ask somebody by your side, say, do you know why you are in church this morning? Amen. Do you ask somebody? Turn and ask somebody. Somebody is bending down. I'm seeing all of you. Tell the person by you, even if two of you are not talking, I permit you to talk to each other right now. Say, do you know why you are in church this morning? Yes, somebody will be saying, what am I saying? You can be in church and you are not talking with one another. It's possible. You are keeping malice. You can even be husband and wife and you are practicing malice because he didn't provide what you expected or do what you wanted. For that reason, you bone. It's possible. So two of you are not talking. I permit two of you to talk now. Malice is not from God. After talking right now, let that malice end in the name of Jesus. It's not one of the virtues that will take us to heaven. So we have a topic this morning, and it's talking about prayer. Can somebody say prayer? Hallelujah. Can the media display the topic, please? Let us see it, everybody. So if there's someone that doesn't know the topic, they should be able to see it. Media, please help us display the topic of our discussion this morning. Amen. Prayer. Hallelujah. All right. The topic this morning says presence and power of God. A necessity. Prayer. A necessity for the presence and the power of God. Can we say it together? Prayer. A necessity for the presence and the power of God. And we are taking our lesson from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. Matthew chapter 6. If anybody is there, you can read. If you are not there, I will read it when I get there. Matthew chapter 6. If anybody is there, you can rise up and read Matthew 6, 5-7. 5-7. Hallelujah. Amen.
But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Praise God.
Hallelujah. God is a spirit. John chapter 4, verse 23. And then I must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God seeks us to worship him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, if I'm right, say pray without what? Ceasing. Prayer, a necessity for the presence and power of God. Before I go to some details, I want to hit the topic straight. Jesus Christ carried the presence of God. He manifested the power of God. Why? He was a man of prayer. As a song we used to sing, Jesus started with prayer and ended the prayer. Prayer is the master key. He said the master key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer.
Prayer is still a master key.
I want to tell somebody, prayer is still a master key. Try and see. If you can humble yourself and pray, if you can humble yourself before God and realize that you are but a breath, and that is by His grace you are what you are, bring yourself in total humility. I tell you, there is no case that God cannot answer. I have tried it over a number of issues, and He showed off that He answers prayer. It's a covenant keeping God. Jesus Christ, a man of prayer. Early in the morning, Jesus used to rise up. If you must carry the presence of God and demonstrate the power, according to our topic, if the presence of God must go with you and you must demonstrate the power, you must pay the price. There is a price that you must pay, a price for the high calling. One of them is you deny yourself some pleasure. Some important television program that come at a particular time, you have to switch it off. To seek God. To study the word of God. You have to dedicate your life to prayer. Sometimes you deny yourself food. Sometimes if you are married and you have right to have sex, you deny yourself what? Sex. He said, so that devil will not tempt you because of prayer, that you people should discontinue in having carnal relationship of each other. God is talking to the marriage. So these are parts of fasting. Denying yourself that thing you enjoy. Quickly, let me hit fasting. Fasting is not only when you go without food. There are different kinds of fasting. Quite a number of them. Everything is not dry about fasting. If it must be dry, if it's not dry, you have not fasted. It's a lie. You can tell God, I'll be eating white rice. No maggi, no salt, no sugar for 16 weeks. That is fasting. You have denied yourself some comfort. God, at the end of this 16 weeks of chopping only rice, see what I want you to do for me. You are fasting. You didn't take the dainties, the delicacies. You deny yourself something. It must not be without food, without water. If you don't drink it, you are not fasting. It's not true. Go around the Bible, you will see different kinds of fasting. So, brethren, it depends on your understanding of the scripture. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God. If you study the word of God and you embrace the word of God, you will know that some fasting can take you only 3 hours. Sometimes you want to fast through the day to show how far you can fast. By 9 o'clock, God say, go and eat. I have answered you. If you are attentive in the spirit, I thought you say you are fasting today. I say, yes, the prayer will be answered. I do that a lot of times. You carry your bowl of food and finish it. Hallelujah. When you are fasting, you have to be sensitive. You have to be spirit-led. And it is all about getting the attention of God. Discipline. All right. There are quite a number of things the Lord was telling me when we were doing opening prayer, be praise and worship. So concerning this message this morning, you know, there are many aspects of prayer, I must tell you. The many, hallelujah. So many aspects of prayer. So many dimensions of prayer. So many, you know, different degrees of prayer. Different levels of degrees and levels of degrees of prayer. Prayer have levels. Tell somebody, prayer have levels. All are not the same. You know, the fractionating tower that they use in distilling crude oil, it has levels. It's differentiated in degrees. Kerosene boils off, I think, in 40 degrees Celsius. Like that. To the bitumen and other residues that are very stubborn, that no amount of heat, then we use them for coal tar and use them for plastic and so on and so forth. So, different items in the crude oil distills over at different levels. That is how prayer is. Different cases answer to different degree of prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Our Lord's Prayer
is a level of prayer. But when you are going into warfare, it's not our Lord's Prayer you sing 25 times the way they do 20 decades, 100 decades.
Mama, don't let it for us. Oh God.
No! You can't get answer in warfare with that kind of prayer. You understand?
So for the sake of this study, for us to have a result, because the topic wants us to have results when we pray, you know?
If you go to James chapter 4, if you start from verse 1, James chapter 4 from verse 1, is saying that, why do we fight, kill ourselves, this and that? Because we ask, we do not receive, and so on. If you come down to verse 3, it says, because you ask amiss. Do you know you can pray amiss? You are praying amiss. Say, I have prayed for 44.5 days now. The other person just lift the hand and God started answering. You may be praying amiss. Tell somebody you may have been praying amiss. Say today, may the Lord open your eyes from this moment to pray aright so that you get your answers. So when you pray amiss, you will labor yourself and weary yourself out. How do we pray amiss? When?
Oh my God. Let me go exactly what he told me this morning so that you get the full message.
Prayer
is of various degrees, I have said that.
I want to dwell. It's a prayer of a sinner. It's an abomination unto the Lord. If you must walk in power, if you must walk in miracles, if you must live a life of favor, you must cut off from sin. If you are living in sin and you are praying, you will be laboring and wearing yourself out. Thus says the Lord, he said, the prayer of a sinner. Are you living in sin? Get rid of sin so that your prayer will be answered. Any form of sin, telling lies, backbiting, keeping malice, all those stuff hinders prayer. So you must get rid of every form of sin, not to talk of fornication, immorality, which God clearly stated that if you defy your body, I will destroy you. That your body is the temple of you. Don't toy with your body. That is the house of God. I was talking to some young boys and girls in the office. When they came, they said, I need this. I asked the person, what about Jesus? He said, what did you say? I said, what about Jesus? Some of them will bust laugh. Say, now, wow. Which kind of question? He throws them off balance. Say, I came here to collect something from. I say, yes, before I give it to you, what about Jesus? He says, in heaven. I say, yes, you are very intelligent. Is it in heaven he's supposed to be on your life? Is Jesus in your life? Some of them will not get serious. They will look at themselves and package themselves well. Say, do you have Jesus? Which church do you attend? Say, when last did you go for evangelism? Have you won any soul at all? Say, the way I'm looking at you now, you represent the kingdom of darkness. Because you look seductive. You look sexy. How many souls can you win by looking like this? You don't represent Christ. You represent Satan. You represent the marine world. You mention him with your mouth, but you advertise the devil with your life. Some of them will break down. I say, go and think about what I told you. If you die now, do you think you will make heaven? Some will say no. Some will say, I don't know. It's okay. Food for thought. Go home. Then what do you come for?
Tell me, I will give it to the person. Say, because I don't want you to go to hell. That's why I'm shaking you this way. Praise the Lord. So, prayer of a sinner is an abomination. It doesn't get to God. It returns back on your head. That is why when some prophets, I didn't understand it before, I used to counter it until God taught me. Say, when I want to help sinners, I force the man of God to take something from them. Ask them to sow seed. So through their seed, God can reach them. But not so with a covenant child of God. You go to your father. Your children come to you without restriction. They climb on top of you. Let another person come and do it. You will show them where they belong. So if you're a child of God, you have a direct access to your father. Jesus has opened that way. So the first necessity for answer to prayer is salvation. Can somebody say salvation? If you must get answers to your prayer, you must be saved. If you are not saved, your prayer turns back to you as an abomination, a noise. The prayer of a sinner is a noise. I'm making a noise. That's why sometimes when you finish praying, you get a headache. Oh, we say, who is making that noise? Receive a conch. Boy on your head and disturbing my ear. That is why when you finish praying the prayer, things get worse, because you have not addressed the weightier issue, which is your sin and your relationship with God. It's not how many days you fasted. What is your relationship with God right now? Is it cordial? Is there a barrier? Is there sin in between? He said the hand of the Lord is not short to save. That his ear is not deaf, that he could not hear. But your sin, Isaiah 59, has separated you. What hinders your prayer is your sin. Your heart. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? As long as your heart is sick, what do I mean that your heart is sick? It has all those things that God condemned. He said the fruit of the spirit is this. And the other one is this one. So as long as the fruit of the spirit is not in you, the other fruit is in you. Malice, anger, fits of rage, quarreling, and so on and so forth. Fornication, adultery, so on and so forth. You have hindered yourself. It is not God. God is ever ready to answer. But you are the barrier. Your sin is the barrier. That is why you are praying this long. There is no answer. Get rid of your sin and the Lord will answer you. Embrace Christ and the Lord will answer you. Have a right standing with God. Number two. There are several aspects of prayer, but I will be considering only four for the purpose of this study. And I call it acts. Last Sunday, the bishop told us that ask contain everything that. Is it not Matthew 3:3, Abi? Abi, Matthew 3:7. 7:7. Okay. Anything's in my head. He said, ask, and he will be what? That is A. When the bishop talked, I said, I hear you, sir. I don't have this understanding before. God have used you to teach me something. Seek. Knock. That first ask. Contain every other thing. And he went further to explain it. Hallelujah. Iron sharpened. We learn from each other. Why we come to Sunday school is to sharpen one another. When we come to church to hear the word of God is to increase our faith. How long have you been in church? You have not even got salvation. Abomination. Will you continue in sin? for grace to abound? God forbid. For how many years now you have been going to church? There is no sign to confirm that you have been with Christ. All the sins in the book, you are still doing them. You have not parted with your evil ways. You have not changed your wicked path. Where is the word of God you have been hearing? Of what use is the word of God in your life? Brethren, if God should come right now, it would be very terrible though. God has been very merciful and patient to many of us. We are very stubborn. We are romancing with sin and the devil. We don't want God. We just call him lip service. But our lifestyle and our mind is far away from the word of God, from obeying his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. Do you love Jesus? You just need him to settle you. As a song they sang in Igbo language, Jesus said to run umo. Hallelujah. Jesus said to me now, let me rejoice with my colleagues. When you are living in sin, it's the devil that will settle you, not Jesus. Your father will settle you. You are a son, you are a daughter of the devil. You do business with lies. Lies. I want to announce to you, there are people doing business with truth. And they are multi-millionaires. I can mention their names. I once traveled because I preached with megaphone, and some people came to me. We need megaphone. That time they started buying megaphone for lecturers to teach. Let's go to Onisha. It's okay, let's go. This megaphone, how much? I told the person. It's an ESCO. That is what they do in ESCO ship. And we travel together to Onisha. I say, you foot the bill of my journey. But my dad taught me something. When you are traveling, have double of your transport to and fro. In case the vehicle disappoints, you have enough to go where you are going and come back. Have another extra. That is how I do. If it's a journey of 10,000, I can prepare 35 or 40,000 cash before ATM came and POS. So we went to Onisha. I had my money to and fro. But he has to pay for me. When we got to the place we were going, they say this one is like this. This one, they are importers, major distributors in West Africa. By the grace of God, we knew each other from secondary school. So, it's okay, which one do you want? He now talk. Now he called the sales person, say, please come. Okay, don't write it like that in the receipt. That's where the problem started. And this person is a school pastor. A president leading some people to hell. He said, each one, if he starts 8,000, write it 85. Inflated it more than double. The guy looked at it and said, repeat what you said. These are the people I do business with. He said, write this. And many of us are guilty of what I'm saying, in one way or the other. When you want to do project, you will inflate the price. When you want to do anything, you will add suffixes and prefixes apart from the substance. These are your benefits. It's an abomination. It will lead you to hell. All such wealth is an ingotten wealth. And it stands against you, it testifies against you before God. So the blessing is a curse. So, he said, you see, will you get out of this shop, idiot? Do you think everybody do those nonsense? Now, India, Papa, come out of the elderly man. Say, what is it? He said, all of them provoke. They have policemen stand by with pump action. It's not a joke. Inside market, they get police. Them, only them, in their warehouse. Say, if I open my eyes and close, vanish. You see, is this the kind of people you do business with, Pastor John? Integrity. I have got that integrity for years. This guy wanted to spoil it. I have to amend it that day. I say, I don't know who you are from now on. You belong to the devil, though you bear the name of God. from here I have brought you to Onitsha. You are big enough to know your way back. I can't go with you. Bye bye. Go and do your devilish business. Not me. Don't rob me with your sins. I'm going home. I have money. I brought out my money and showed him. It was then they realized. I told them, I said, I'm trying to help this young man. If he wants to rubbish me, he will carry his sin with his own head. And I left with anger. Enter vehicle, came back to Abraka. Later in the evening, he came back. From that day, if I see him coming, I already know who he is. Very many of us are like that. And you are in church, and you are praying, and you say, God, I have not answered. I pity you. When they give you contract, you eat the money and you tell lies. And you pray. You have not confessed your sin. You have not done restitution. You remember Zacchaeus. He said, everything I have stolen, you need to do restitution for God to answer your prayer. I will return, not just exactly. I will return. How many folks?
Four.
And Jesus said, today salvation has come to your house. Your prayer has been answered. I think there are some level of restitution someone has to do, or else you will not get your answer. So, he said there are acts, adoration, worshipping God. Acts, adoration, for E. Worship God, enter His presence, hallelujah, Ogo, Baba Ogo, okay, let me go. This and that. Father, I thank you today. Like we came, we lifted up our hands, we started worshiping God. Yeah. It's an attitude of prayer. It's an aspect of prayer. It's a type of prayer, adoration. Alright. Confession. It's a type of prayer. Father, in any way I have sinned, because I know I'm living for you, I have not deliberately tried to do anything that I know is wrong. But maybe in the course of my activities, I must have done something wrong. Forgive me. Not the one you know. And what you are doing is wrong. But because you have the power to shut up and shut out, say it concerns you. It concerns you, the person they look you koro koro. Say get out. Forget that thing. God understands. He doesn't understand though. Now, if I you go. You have a very stubborn and wicked heart. You see, when you warn a sinner after several times, the person does not listen, you will be destroyed without remedy. You are rebellious. You are resistant to God. It has no business to do with you to like cast into a fire. If you die like that, that's why you are hearing this message this morning. Then, T stands for thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You enter praise and worship, thanksgiving, this and that. I will talk about praises and other things I will round up. Then supplication. Now bring your request. Whatsoever reason for which you came. But prayer does not always take this form. The prayer that normally takes this form is your morning and evening devotion. Hallelujah. Oh yes. When you are waking up to make sure God goes with you, you do these things. When you are lying down to make sure if you die in your sleep, you will make heaven. You still do these things. Acts. Item 3. Say pray without ceasing. Everything about us is what?
Prayer.
Your thought is a prayer. Your confession is a prayer. Your belief is a prayer. The totality of your existence is prayer. What kind of prayer? Can you ask somebody, what kind of prayer have you been praying? Somebody pray a prayer. He say, I don't die, yo. I am finished. It's a prayer. You just made a confession with your mouth about yourself. You are finished, yo. No, let you confirm him. Say you don't die. Now die, you did so. With your own mouth, you have condemned yourself. Some of us look at our heart, in our heart, we don't see that one. If God should zip down some of our heart, we go fear. They will wear that white and white, but their heart is opposite. He said, don't you know who you are? As dirty as you are. You wear white and white, though. Now you go church. and you believe the devil, say, oh, they don't know. If they know waiting there inside this white when I wear, everybody for run, come out for this church. And you believe it. Everything about prayer is your faith, your thought. You cannot get any answer greater than what you believe or think. As far as you are thinking sorrow, you will see sorrow. That is why God says, guard your heart jealously. For out of it comes what? The issues of life. Everything about life happening to you, now your heart, now your manufacturer. I leave that at that point because of time. Number four, praying in faith and praying in fear. Sometimes we pray in fear. When you hear, you jump up, fire, 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 hallelujah, fire, you start shouting, running up and down. But when you pray in faith, you don't fear. It is the situation that we bow. Amen. So, do you pray in faith or you pray in fear? You don't wait for things to begin to happen before you begin to pray. You pray ahead. Praying in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, when you pray in my name, I will answer you. When you pray in Jesus' name, I pray. That is what he commanded us. There will be no hindrance. Attitude of prayer. There are various attitudes. Solemn prayer. You are quiet. And you are praying in your heart. Nobody hears your voice. Meditation. You sit down. You imagine things. Power of imagination. As you are imagining it, you are seeing it in your mental eye. It is happening. You don't say anything. Just imagine things, it happens. Warfare. Praise warfare. When you praise and God come down, then praises. You use praises to do your prayer. Intercession. Standing the gap for others. Midnight prayer. I told you different degrees of prayer. Different levels. Fasting. As an aspect of prayer. Brethren. Lastly, fasting is of various categories. I mentioned that. Note this. When you pray, you listen to get a reply. Because it's two-way conversation. Until you hear him, do not rush out of his presence. When you enter his presence through prayer, there is something they call push. Pray until something happens. What is that thing that will happen? It's not when you're praying until you hear thunder. Boom! Then you say something has happened. I stop my prayer. No. When you are praying, there is a peace that floods your heart when answer comes. There is a peace the Holy Spirit gives to you. You know that something has happened. Joy begin to well up in your heart. Even if it's a dead situation, begin to celebrate God. Begin to thank him. Leave that situation. Thank God. Forget about it. And you will see what God will do. Whatever is going to be the outcome, we give you joy. Hallelujah. Alright. That is, rise up on your feet this morning. Rise up, we want to close. Don't rush out in his presence. Then, the place of tongue and the Holy Spirit as we pray. The tongue God gave to us is a vehicle into the realm of the supernatural. If you don't speak in tongues, you are missing. If you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, you are losing a great power that God has given you to access spiritual blessings. There are three persons that pray for us, okay? Two personality. One, Jesus Christ. The other one, the Holy Spirit. They are our intercessors. You should be very conversant and have the consciousness of this. You are the third prayer partner. You partner with two persons. A threefold cord cannot easily be broken. That is why you must agree with the word of God in all your prayers. Hallelujah. lift up your hands and begin to worship God. What you have heard this morning, are you praying aright or you are praying amiss? Why are your prayers not answered? Prayer, a necessity for the presence and power of God. Why do you address this situation, there is no response? Why is the power that is given to the saints not manifesting in your life? Why are the signs of a believer not following you? You follow signs and wonders where it is happening. You don't produce signs and wonders. Ask the Lord to restore your prayer altar, to restore you back to fellowship, to restore your heart back to Jesus. Wherever you have given out your heart to an occultic group, to Yahoo, to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, to your sin partner, ask God that you are taking back your heart and you are giving it back to Jesus. And your prayer will be answered. To your shoddy businesses, unscrupulous activities, things that you are ashamed to talk publicly, like the young man that wanted to disgrace me. What is that thing that is hindering your prayer? Can you lay it at the feet of Jesus right now? Take it away from me, Lord Jesus. Take it away from me. Take it away from me, Lord Jesus. Take it away from me. Those things that make it hard to follow you, daddy, take it away from me. Those things that make it hard to honor you, daddy, take it away from me. What has the devil given to you to kill your prayer life? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What shall it profit you to have these things? Better get rid of them and be restored. Father, I thank you for many that genuinely cry out to you. May today be a remarkable day in their life. Visit them. Visit their prayer life. Every broken altar of prayer, be restored. Their midnight prayer that is dead. Their morning devotion that is dead. Their night devotion that is dead. I release revival upon their prayer altar. Father, revive them again. Give them your Holy Spirit, the intercessor. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit of God made an intercession with groaning too deep. Father, let the Holy Spirit take over their situation from henceforth. As they embrace the Spirit of God, they will burst into tongues. The intercessor will take over, and answer will follow. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. If you know you are blessed, can you jam your hands together for Jesus?